Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Well, it's turning into a crazy day today. Feels like every day is a crazy day. A chaotic clash in Minnesota. A woman is dead. Shot by an ICE agent, and it's chaos, as you can imagine. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. It is Wednesday. Yeah, this is crazy what's going on in Minneapolis. And the mayor came out and said, F ICE, we don't want you here anymore. F ICE, and he used the actual full-on F-word, which I can't say because I'm not on the radio, but technically you can say it on a podcast. I don't think I would, though, because just I'm a classy guy. It's not big on the whole profanity thing, but I mean, it could if I wanted to. So we'll cover that for you, obviously. It's a developing thing. I think the takeaways, and we'll play the video for you. There's a lot of different camera angles of this, but bottom line is car starts, her vehicle is moving. There's an officer in front of her, and then there's an officer to the side of her, and the officer in front fires. And the question is, of course, whether or not she was using that vehicle as a weapon or not. And that's what is happening. Now, there's going to be a thorough investigation, as there should be, obviously. Someone's dead in a law enforcement involved incident, so there would be an investigation. But the mayor, the governor, they've already come out and condemned the ICE agents and already said that they're guilty of murder. Walt's coming out and saying, don't believe the propaganda. I've seen the video. This is murder. So and then, of course, the mayor coming out with his inflammatory comments just right away before there's even a chance to review the video from the various angles and speak to the agents and understand what happened. And there was a massive crowd I was gathered of protesters who were all screaming at the ICE agents, calling them Nazis and screaming at them and yelling at them as the mayor and the governor are both, I think, inflaming the situation by saying that these ICE agents committed murder. So this is all unfolding right now. Waltz is going to speak. We're not going to take it live, but we'll grab a clip or two of what he has to say, because I'm sure it's going to just be, you know, anti-Trump, anti-ICE rhetoric. I'm sure it's going to be all those things. And, you know, what can I tell you? The Supreme Court has ruled that if a vehicle is used as a weapon, law enforcement can, you know, fire on it, whether or not it was in this case used, being used as a weapon or not. That has to be investigated. That's the investigation. That's the part of it where it has to be investigated. The standard, obviously, is, you know, not the Monday morning quarterback, but in that moment, did the officer make a decision that his life was in danger? And is that a reasonable decision to make in the moment, not with the hindsight of Monday morning quarterbacking and 2020 vision, obviously, or hindsight, I should say, but in that moment, is there a reasonable belief that his life is in danger? That's the standard. That's the question. But when you watch this video, one thing is very clear is that there's no local police presence whatsoever. There's just the ICE agents. And you have this huge crowd there, and they're blocking ICE vehicles, and they're throwing things at the ICE agents and at the vehicles, and they're calling them Nazis, and there's no local police. And I think the reason for that is because the mayor of Minneapolis hates ICE. He got up there and he said, F ICE, go home. So obviously, I'm sure the local cops would have liked to have helped and assist their fellow law enforcement officers. I don't think they were allowed to. That's my guess. I don't think they were allowed to. So now you have a woman dead. You have still a massive crowd gathering in Minneapolis around this. And now there's a huge law enforcement presence, obviously. So like I said, we'll monitor this for you throughout the show today. There's a lot of other stuff going on. We're going to talk to the new chair of the Republican State Committee in New Jersey, a woman I've known for a long time. Her name is Christine Hanlon. She got elected the other night. What are the priorities for the New Jersey Republican Party? How can they come back after obviously losing statewide with Jack Ciccarelli? And can they, and how do you deal with Mikey Sherrill, the governor-elect, who's going to wind up, of course, being a disaster for New Jersey, but probably already running for president of the United States. I'd be shocked if Mikey Sherrill already doesn't have Mikey2028.com reserved. In fact, if she hasn't, I'm going to buy the website. Right. It was probably somebody, probably Newman Price just bought it. I shouldn't have even said it. Anyway, and then we have an oil tanker that was seized that just happened a short time ago today. But there's an interesting story about Greenland. So, I read this article about this. You know, we're talking about Greenland and whether or not the president is going to invade it, take it over, use military force, seize Greenland. If you heard the news there, Marco Rubio was saying basically like, listen, every president has the ability to use force if he wants to use force. I'm not saying we're going to with Greenland. I'm just saying that the president has the ability to use force if he wants to. New York Times, of all places, had a story today. Buy Greenland, take it. Why? An old pact already gives Trump a free hand. Analysts say the Cold War agreement allows the president to increase the American military presence of Greenland in Greenland, basically at will. And the story was written by Jeffrey Gettleman, Amelia Nierenberg, and Maya Tekeli. So as you're talking about this idea of, are we going to have Operation Seize Greenland and go in there and, you know, all the military is going to have to wear snow boots and I guess make a big run at Cabela's or L.L. Bean or whatever. The question, though, is can the United States just increase the military presence there, even if Denmark doesn't want it to? And apparently the answer is yes. The question of does the United States even need to buy Greenland or do something even more drastic? Under a little-known Cold War agreement, the United States already enjoys sweeping military access in Greenland. Right now, the United States has one base in a very remote corner of the island, but the agreement allows it to construct, install, maintain, and operate military bases across Greenland, house personnel, and control landings, takeoffs, anchorages, moorings, movements, and operation of ships, aircraft, and waterborne craft. It was signed in 1951 by the United States and Denmark, which colonized Greenland more than 300 years ago and still controls some of its affairs. Mikkel Runge Olesen, who is a researcher at the Danish Institute for International Studies in Copenhagen, said the U.S. has such a free hand in Greenland that it can pretty much do what it wants. I have a very hard time seeing that the U.S. couldn't get pretty much everything it wanted if it just asked nicely. But buying Greenland, something that Secretary of State Marco Rubio told lawmakers on Tuesday was the president's latest plan, is a different question. Greenland does not want to be bought by anyone, especially not the United States. There was actually an offer that was made to buy Greenland for, I think it was like $100 million or something several decades ago. It was 1946, actually. And it was good, you know. But Greenlanders now have the right to hold a referendum on independence, something they didn't have back then. And Danish officials have said it's up to the island's 57,000 inhabitants to decide their future. A poll last year found 85% of residents opposed the idea of an American takeover. I don't understand. I mean, I don't really get, because I don't know why you'd be opposed to it. You become an American citizen. I mean, just for that fact alone, if I'm in Greenland, I'm thinking it's easier for me to get to Key West if I've got a U.S. passport. Because if we buy it, I'm guessing as part of the deal with the 57,000 inhabitants, it's like, all right, well, you know, we'll give you now, if not citizenship, we'll give you, you get a free pass to come to America, at least maybe once, twice. Three times a lady, whatever. I don't know. I'd throw that in to sweeten the pot. It's like it's freezing up here. Key West is beautiful every day of the year, really. Honestly, really one of my favorite places to go. Well, I mean, all the Florida Keys are great. I'm not saying just Key West is great. Key West can be crowded for people sometimes. Marathon Key is my personal favorite. Excuse me. I love Marathon. But my point is, if I'm in Greenland where it's like eight degrees on a sunny day, I'm thinking, all right, so U.S. takes over. We get a deal where we either become citizens or we get super special travel visas because we're part of the U.S. now. And I'm going someplace warm. Maybe I'm even moving to Florida. Might be a lot easier for me to move to Florida now if the U.S. buys Greenland. That's my thinking on this. But they may be thinking, well, yeah, but what about our Dutch heritage? Well, you don't have to lose it. I mean, you could be part of the U.S. and still maintain your Dutch heritage. Now, the bigger question, though, is would we want Greenland to be the 51st state? And the answer, I think, is a solid no. Because if 85% of the residents oppose the idea of an American takeover, what does that tell you about their voting tendencies? It tells me that if we got Greenland, it would probably want to be in another blue state. We don't need that. So I'm not totally of the idea of statehood. But maybe we make it like a protectorate, kind of like a deal with Puerto Rico. You know, it's not a state, but you're part of us. You're one of us. So if you're born there, you're an American. You're basically an American, but you're not. It's not a state. And, you know, you come to Florida. I'd say go to California, too, but that place is such a freaking mess. And there's more details coming out now about the absolute failure of Gavin Newsom and Mayor Karen Bass on the wildfires, and now they're just starting to rebuild now, which is such an absolute shame, a disaster. I was out there last March, and you could see that as the fires were, even though the fires were basically over at that point, to think that now it's January and they've yet to rebuild is just so heartbreaking. So anyway, on this issue of Greenland, they have a prime minister named Jan Frederik Nielsen. Or Jens Frederik Nielsen. I'm not really sure. This reminds me of that Progressive Parents commercial where the guy's like Jan, or maybe it's Jan, because he's trying to hand out the coffee cup. But anyway, the prime minister has repeatedly scoffed at the idea of being bought, saying this past week, our country is not for sale. The relatively short, straightforward defense agreement between the U.S. and Denmark was updated in 2004 to include Greenland's semi-autonomous government, giving it a say in how American military operations might affect the local population. The roots of the agreement go back to a partnership forged during World War II. So back then, Denmark was occupied by the Nazis. Its ambassador in Washington, cut off from Copenhagen, took it upon himself to strike a defense agreement for Greenland with the United States. So back then, it's World War II. The Nazis are occupying Denmark. Denmark controls Greenland, and then the ambassador is stuck in Washington. Can't get back there. It's the middle of the war. The Nazis are in control. Strikes a deal with America. He's like, all right, listen, here's the deal. You guys can do whatever you want with Greenland. That was basically what the deal was back then in the 1940s. It was like, you guys do whatever you want, all right? Just whatever you need. The island is part of North America along the Arctic Ocean and close to Canada's coast. The fear is that the Nazis would use Greenland as a stepping stone to America. The Germans had already established small meteorological bases on the island's east coast and relayed information for battles in Europe. American troops eventually ousted them, and because that's what we do, baby. We oust Nazis. It's what we do. We do a great job of it, better than anybody. I mean, if it wasn't for us, you'd all be speaking German right now, just to quote Bill Murray. So I'm just, you know, making that point. It's very, very true. After World War II, the United States continued to run some bases and a string of early warning radar sites. We ousted the Nazis and then established more than a dozen bases there with thousands of troops, landing strips, and other military facilities. As the Cold War wound down, the United States closed all of them except for one. It's now called the Pitufik Space Base. Sounds like something I can't say on the radio, but it helps track missiles crossing the North Pole. Because if anybody's trying to kill Santa Claus, we're going to strike down those missiles. We're going to help with that. We consider Santa to be protected by the United States of America. The North Pole, part of the United, not technically part, but I believe Santa's American. I've long said that. I believe that we claim him as our own. I think he's an American. I think he'd like to be an American. If he had his choice, anyways, druthers. Anyway, he might like Greenland, Santa, you know, on vacation or whatever. It's probably a little bit warmer than the North Pole. Anyway, we have a military base up there. We track missiles that might go over the North Pole. But we have a lot of problems with the Arctic. I got into this yesterday. It's so freaking cold up by the North Pole, and you have the Northern Lights, and the magnetic field that's created causes weapon systems to malfunction. Radar doesn't work. It's so cold that the oil in trucks and tanks freezes up. You have problems with just, you know, pipes burst all the time. Guns fail. It's a real mess. Oh, speaking of guns, by the way, I went to Bob's Little Sports Shop today, fired a bunch of guns, put some pictures up on Instagram and Facebook at Rich Zeoli Show. Pretty good shot, if I do say so myself. I think maybe during the break, what I'll do is I'll grab the little things they put up, you know, to shoot. And I think I did pretty good. You'll see. I think you'll be impressed. Anyway, we could do whatever we want, basically. Even if Greenland doesn't want to be bought, even if Denmark is like, no, if the United States of America believes that we need to have an increased military presence there based on this deal we reached back then, we can do whatever we want. Because that was the deal. That was the deal that was struck. Now, the Danes, not the dog, the people. The Danes have a light presence, too. A few hundred troops, including special forces, that use dog sleds to conduct long-range patrols. Trump has mocked those dog patrols in recent months, and that just makes the Danish government very, very mad. The Danish government has vowed to upgrade its bases and increase surveillance, but they're pretty much behind the times in a lot of these things. So the question then becomes, what would we do? So now the leaders of Denmark and Greenland want to meet with Secretary Rubio, and they want to have a conversation. They want to chat. And the prime minister there, they want to work a deal out. And a few days ago, the prime minister cited this 1951 Cold War agreement, saying, we already have a defense agreement between the kingdom and the United States today, which gives the United States wide access to Greenland. She urged the United States to stop the threats and said an American attack on Greenland would mean the end of the international world order. European leaders issued their own statement on Tuesday, citing the 1951 agreement and saying Greenland belongs to its people, but the United States can pretty much do whatever it wants. If the United States tried to use the defense pact as a fig leaf to send in a lot of troops and try to occupy Greenland, they're saying that wouldn't be okay because of the updated 2004 agreement, which says that the United States is supposed to consult with Denmark and Greenland before it makes any significant changes in its military operations on the island. That 2004 agreement, signed under the Bush administration by General Colin Powell, who was then Secretary of State, explicitly recognizes Greenland as an equal part of the Kingdom of Denmark. But in practice, according to a Danish defense analyst, I didn't even know that's a thing. You become a Danish defense analyst. Imagine that as a kid. Like, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a Danish defense analyst. So, I mean, in my mind, that just means you're watching the breakfast table on, you know, who's taking the cherry Danish or the cheese Danish, which happens to be my personal favorite. How can it not be? But his name is Peter Ernstvedt Rasmussen. And he said, in practice, if American forces made reasonable requests, the U.S. would always get a yes. It's a courtesy formula. If the U.S. wanted to act without asking, it could simply inform Denmark that it's building a base, it's building an airfield, or it's building a port. That's what infuriates longtime Danish political experts. If Mr. Trump, if the president, wanted to beef up Greenland security right now, he could. He could do it right now, today, and just say, I'm putting in more bases, I'm putting in an airstrip, I'm putting in a port, I'm doing all these things. They can do all the things they want. They can basically do anything they want. Why don't you use the mechanism of the defense agreement if you're so worried about the security situation? The framework's there. It's in place. Let me translate that for you. What Greenland and the Danes are saying here is they're saying, can you just help us save face here with the 57,000 people that live here and just come in and start building stuff? This way we don't have to officially put up a vote for independence and then embarrass the United States. We don't have to make just, we have this agreement. You guys come in. This is how I interpret it. I'm not a Danish. What is it? What is the guy's title again? A Danish political expert. Yeah, I'm not a Danish political expert. And I'm certainly not a long time one either. I mean, I don't know how long you have to study for that designation to be a long time Danish political analyst. But it just seems to me from reading the top lines of this, I think reading between the lines, it's, look, we have this agreement in place. You guys can come in right now. So just come in. Just come in and start building bases and do whatever you want and have a presence here. And let's not go through the whole, the United States buying it. You don't need to buy it because, you know, you could just do whatever you want. Now, I think from the president's perspective, though, he's thinking to himself, yeah, but if we don't have control of it, something in the future could happen, something could change. But I think as long as the United States maintained a presence there, that probably would not happen. Greenland's strategic location is not the only thing that has attracted the president's inner circle. The enormous island has another draw, critical minerals, loads of them, buried under the ice. Here, too, analysts say the United States doesn't need to take over the island to get them. Greenlanders have said they are open to do business with just about anyone, including, obviously, the United States of America. So that's the latest on Greenland, a hot topic. If you were hoping that we would go invade Greenland and kick the...
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All righty. So, Minneapolis and the shooting that's going on there, or the shooting that happened, I should say the shooting that happened, ICE saying that the ICE agents fired defensive shots. There are multiple camera angles there. I think with these things, it's always going to be everything's become political now. Everything. So, you know, obviously people are going to look at this and go, it was justified. And then other people are going to look at this and say it was murder. And this is the way it goes back and forth. You know, my rule, I like to let all the facts come in. I like to let the investigators do the investigation. It's what I like to do. And that's how I like to roll. That's what I do. It's how I've always done things on this show. But that's not what the mayor does. It's not what the mayor did. By the way, if we broke up earlier, I guess the internet went out for a second. And some people accused Gary of chewing up the wires. Gary did not chew up the wires. Gary decided that he was going to, he's outside. We were playing fetch earlier today, but no, that was just a quick internet thing. But on the shooting of this woman who was shot dead, you see, you have like Ilhan Omar, for example, putting out a statement saying ICE actions today were unconscionable and reprehensible. I am beyond outraged that their reckless, callous actions led to the killing of a legal observer in Minneapolis. Other people have seen the video as it slows down and said this was a justified shooting. This woman was using her car. She was going to ram an ICE agent who was in front of the vehicle. And what I hate is that these politicians, instead of trying to calm everybody down, they immediately grab a microphone, run to a microphone, run to a camera, and start their thing. It's just what they do, you know? And it's infuriating that these people do this. And here's the mayor. This is exactly what I mean. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, after an anti-ICE terror attack. This is what he said after this happened today in Minneapolis. Cut number one.
I can say again that it'll make this situation better, but I do have a message for our community, for our city, and I have a message for ICE. To ICE, get the f*** out of Minneapolis. We do not want you here. Your stated reason for being in this city is to create some kind of safety, and you are doing exactly the opposite. People are being hurt. Families are being ripped apart. Long-term Minneapolis residents that have contributed so greatly to our city, to our culture, to our economy are being terrorized, and now somebody is dead. That's on you. And it's also on you to leave.
See, that's what we call inflaming a situation. That doesn't help. I mean, he went into, it was within minutes that this guy ran to the microphone and started saying that within minutes. That's in my opinion, that's not okay. You know, your job as a mayor, your job as an elected official, as a public official, is to try to calm everybody down. Crowd's still out there, massive crowd's still out there. And why? Where were the local police? Why were the local police not out there assisting ICE? Even after the shooting happened, the local police were still not on the ground. Now, the president just posted, I just viewed the clip of the, I'm sorry, let me pull up the Truth Social post for you so I can share this with you and what the president said. And this is what I mean about these things becoming incredibly political. So you've got Ilhan Omar giving her take. The president saying, I just watched the clip of the event which took place in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It is a horrible thing to watch. The woman screaming was obviously a professional agitator, and the woman driving the car was very disorderly, obstructing and resisting, who then violently, willfully, and viciously ran over the ICE officer who seems to have shot her in self-defense. Based on the attached clip, it is hard to believe he is alive, but is now recovering in the hospital. The situation is being studied in its entirety, but the reason these incidents are happening is because the radical left is threatening, assaulting, and targeting our law enforcement officers and ICE agents on a daily basis. They are just trying to do the job of making America safe. We need to stand by and protect our law enforcement officers from this radical left movement of violence and hate. President Donald J. Trump posting that out just a short time ago. And the Minneapolis mayor also went on after an agent was killed and went on and saying, you know, what they're doing here is not providing safety in America. So not trying to calm everybody down, already screaming, you know, F ICE and all that other stuff. So here's cut two. Take a listen.
They are not here to cause safety in this city. What they are doing is not to provide safety in America. What they are doing is causing chaos and distrust. They're ripping families apart. They're sowing chaos on our streets. And in this case, quite literally killing people. So they are already trying to spin this as an action of self-defense. Having seen the video of myself, I want to tell everybody directly, that is this was an agent recklessly using power that resulted in somebody dying, getting killed.
All right, now here's DHS Secretary Kristi Noem on what happened in Minnesota and how the ICE agent was in danger. And this is, they were attempting to push the vehicle out. A woman attacked them and a crowd attacked them. And I just have to, again, ask the question, where was local law enforcement? Why were they not helping? Why were they not assisting these ICE agents who were involved in this situation? And there were none to be found. There were no local officers around anywhere. Here's Kristi Noem, cut four.
It was an act of domestic terrorism. What happened was our ICE officers were out in an enforcement action. They got stuck in the snow because of the adverse weather that is in Minneapolis. They were attempting to push out their vehicle, and a woman attacked them and those surrounding them and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle. An officer of ours acted quickly and defensively, shot to protect himself and the people around him. And my understanding is that she was hit and is deceased. We're continuing to gather more information, but this goes to show the assaults that our ICE officers and our law enforcement are under every single day. These vehicle rammings are domestic acts of terrorism. We're working with the Department of Justice to prosecute them as such. We will continue to protect our ICE officers and in cooperation with other law enforcement agencies as well.
All right. And then the Minneapolis police chief lying about what happened in the city and saying that she was just approached and drove away. And that is not at all what the video shows, not in the least. Matt, can we grab the video when you get a chance? I don't know if you have it or not, but can we grab the video of the shooting?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know if YouTube will let us play it later, but we'll play it for now. What's that?
I was going to say, the first two videos that came out are sort of, I don't know that they, you can definitively determine what happened. The most recent video is from further away, and I think it does show that she hit the gas before the ICE agents fired into the vehicle. I'll grab the most recent one. I think that's the most telling.
Okay, I think, is that the one that Trump just posted on Truth Social?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. All right, and here's the police chief then, cut number three.
This morning, Minneapolis police officers received a report of federal law enforcement being involved in a deadly force incident, meaning shots had been fired. Minneapolis police officers responded to the scene. We arrived and found a woman with a gunshot wound to the head. Life-saving measures were performed at the scene, including CPR. The woman was transported to Hennepin County Medical Center, where she has since been pronounced deceased. The preliminary information that we have indicates that this woman was in her vehicle and was blocking the roadway on Portland Avenue, midway between 33rd Street and 34th Street in the city. At some point, a federal law enforcement officer approached her on foot, and the vehicle began to drive off. At least two shots were fired. The vehicle then crashed on the side of the roadway. Minneapolis police officers secured the crime scene and assisted in trying to preserve the evidence that is there. We have since turned over the scene both to the Federal Bureau of Investigation as well as the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, which will be conducting an investigation into this use of deadly force. I want to thank the mayor, city council president, other members of the city council, state legislators that were on the scene. This has been a very difficult time for everyone in the city. And this is obviously a very, very tragic situation where a woman has lost her life. That being said, in addition to this tragedy, which unfortunately we did predict,
So that's clearly from the video not at all what happened at all. Now, Waltz is speaking. I'm not going to, I really have no interest in playing it for you because, as you know, what he's going to turn around and say is he's going to say that ICE murdered this woman. This is Donald Trump's fault. This is, I mean, I don't know. I have no interest in listening to this buffoon. I really don't. Guys like him use these moments. I mean, Tim Walz is at the precipice of absolute political failure, and guys like him use these moments now to try to elevate themselves and save face. And it's just, it's a joke. It really is. It's a joke. For me personally, as I look at this, I keep thinking of the mayor and the governor and how irresponsible they are with these situations. But it's a political opportunity for them. That's what it is. It comes down to being that. It's a political opportunity for them. They get to come out, they get to scream, they get to yell, they get to blame Trump, they get to divide people using ICE, call them Nazis and everything else. And listen, there's a segment, there's a whole segment of people that plays with. There's an entire segment that people that, you know, it plays with them and that works with them. And yeah, you know what? That's the case. But I think a lot of other people see through it. I think a lot of people, most rational people living their lives, going about their day, are going to want to hear the evidence, see the facts come out, look at the video, analyze the video, and then make the determination of whether or not this officer was acting in self-defense or not. These guys have not even had a chance to interview the officers, including the one who was injured. They haven't had a chance to talk to witnesses, none of that. They're just simply going by, this is a political opportunity for us. Let's go out there and grandstand. And that's what they're doing. So, you know, I for one, find it to be shameful, but it's not at all surprising in any way, shape or form. I think that instead of playing Tim Walz, I'll play Representative Tom Emmer and his comments on Governor Walz. And what he said here, I think, is accurate. Cut number five.
Good riddance to Governor Walz, but he cannot escape accountability for the estimated $9 billion in fraud. How did this happen? And where the hell has the Twin Cities media been? The Star Tribune is complicit. They have had this story for years, if you just heard, and they've refused to report anything on it. In fact, they continue to try and cover up. Our Minnesota Republican colleagues have demanded answers and accountability for years, but have seen nothing from Walz, his administration, our Democrat colleagues like Tina Smith, Amy Klobuchar, Ilhan Omar, and Angie Craig, or the worthless Star Tribune. Thank God for President Donald J. Trump for finally bringing attention to this issue.
There you go. Good for him. He's exactly right. And that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, Vanaria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Let Dr. Mike give you the beautiful smile that you deserve, and you do deserve it. VanariaDental.com. All right, coming up, we got a lot to get to the show. It's going to be a busy one today. We'll continue to follow the situation in Minneapolis. We'll continue to follow everything that's going on in regards to the shooting. We're not going to be playing Tim Walz, though, because I just don't want to. I personally can't hear his nonsense. I really can't. But we'll see how this develops throughout the afternoon. Also, this seized oil tanker, the United States, is this an escalation with Russia? I'll explain, and then how that fits into the Greenland situation as well. Plus, can the New Jersey Republicans turn things around after the stunning defeat of Jack Cittarelli? We'll find out. We'll talk to the new state party chair at the 4 o'clock hour, and we'll go from there. So, big show. We're just getting warmed up. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I tell you what, this friggin' news cycle, man, it doesn't end. It really doesn't end. It's just amazing. I'm supposed to go to New York tomorrow to be on America's Newsroom. I have a feeling, though, given this situation, it's probably not going to happen. It was so funny because I was at Bob's today, Bob's Little Sports Shop. And Jen, who's the booker, was texting me and she's like, this news cycle's crazy. We're trying for tomorrow, 9 to 11 on set, right? I said, yeah, I'm in. Let me know. And then this shooting happens, so who knows if that happens or not. But it is, isn't it interesting? Like, we captured Maduro over the weekend, and it's Wednesday, and we're not even talking about Maduro anymore. Like, that's how crazy this news cycle is. It's Wednesday afternoon. And you would have thought we captured Maduro on Saturday, that by Wednesday afternoon, we'd probably still be talking about Maduro. And some, no, he's just sitting in jail, just hanging out, waiting till March. Now we got the ICE shooting. So this will consume the news cycle over the next 24, 48 hours, I'm sure, maybe longer. And then you'll see. Yeah, and then something else will happen that'll consume the news cycle for 24, 48 hours. I don't know what it is, but it's quite the fun time. That's for sure. It's quite the time. So here's the video. We're going to play it for you. It's really, we can't play a lot of it because of the there's cursing in it. And look, there's a lot of different angles of this. I can't, you know, this is a radio show. This is not a TV show. So I don't have the ability to keep showing all video clips. It's not fair to the people that are listening in the car right now or listening on an audio platform. But I want to play at least one of them for you. I mean, I could play a whole bunch. I mean, that's, you know, this is still first and foremost, the content here is audio. So I want to respect the fact that a lot of people are listening to this. So I'll try to describe it for you. So, all right, let's play it. And there's also a delay. So we got to deal with that because it's like, you know, as I'm speaking, I got to wait for the YouTube delay to catch up, and then, you know, that's a whole other thing, but that's, you know, the nature of this. So I'll explain it as it comes up. Is it coming up, Justin, or am I just behind, like tragically behind here? Okay. All right, so Justin's gonna play it. Okay, so again, short clip. Because of the cursing, we really didn't have a chance to play that. And there's other angles of it, too, that, are, like I said, that are out there. So, but, I mean, if you see, this is the clip that President Trump posted. You can see that the car is trying to go. And, you know, the understanding from the perspective of law enforcement, if in fact it is correct, is that he felt his life was in danger of the vehicle. A vehicle can be a weapon. The Supreme Court has upheld that a vehicle can be a weapon. And if an agent feels his life is in imminent danger, then that is what's happening. But as far as what Minnesota is doing, Minnesota right now, and Tim Walz is bringing out all of the Minnesota law enforcement people to say that this is all ICE's fault and that this is all President Trump's fault. So, but what I don't know, and I don't know if this was answered. I don't know if this was answered in the press conference or not, was where was local law enforcement to assist, you know, to keep the situation from getting out of control to the point of that escalation? Where was local law enforcement? Where the colonel of the state police is speaking right now, who I assume is a Walz appointee. And she's not commenting on how many people were there. I'm asking the question, which I think a lot of people are asking. I know Paul Morrow asked this earlier when he was on Fox. Where was the backup? Where were the people there to make sure that this doesn't escalate out of control and assist ICE and ensure the situation does not turn into a deadly situation? And they weren't there. And they're obviously, ICE didn't have enough agents there either, which means going forward, there's probably going to be now an even bigger presence of ICE officials in these operations, because it's so obvious now that there are people that attack them, scream at them, call them Nazis. I mean, the entire video of this, and it's a very long, mostly visual video, but it's dozens and dozens of people screaming at ICE agents shoving people, being called Nazis. And the whole time I'm watching this, I'm going, where are the cops? Where are the local cops to step in and quell the crowd so this does not get out of control? You know, you cross a line, obviously, from protesting when you start shoving ICE agents and shoving ICE officers. That's a line you cross here. So you can't sit back and justify that and say that that's okay. And I watched as these people were shoving ICE agents. I watched as they were screaming and Nazi and yelling in their face and doing all these other things. I saw it all happen and play out. And it's clear that the mayor of Minnesota did not want the police there helping. It's clear that the governor of the state of Minnesota, Tim Walz, did not want the state police there assisting. They're purposely not helping. And if you don't help and you've got law enforcement operations and things get out of control, and ICE did not have, I mean, they had, I don't know, maybe a maybe 10 agents, I think, maybe. And then something like this happens. And you say to yourself, couldn't this have been dealt with better from the perspective of having more law enforcement to assist? And the answer is yes, if the local politicians would have allowed that to occur. They clearly didn't. I'm sure that the local cops in Minneapolis would have wanted to help, or Minnesota, and I'm sure that the state police, the officers would have wanted to help and assist and make sure that everything was orderly as ICE carried out their operations, which under the law, ICE has to do. ICE has to carry out those operations. But, you know, they want to, I think it's almost as if they deep down hope these things are going to get out of control. They deep down hope these things are going to get out of control and just blow up, and then they can have something to run with. And I'm sure before the end of the show today, we'll have Gavin Newsom and all these other Democrats commenting about this and screaming that Trump and ICE or the Gestapo and everything else. I would be shocked if that did not occur before the show's over today. All right. What we'll do is take a quick break. We'll come back. Can New Jersey Republicans turn things around? We're going to find out a little bit later in the show today. We'll find out where things stand with regards to this Russian oil tanker, this Venezuelan oil tanker, this tanker that was bringing illegal oil. And now this standoff between the Russian Navy and the United States Navy. How will this escalate? If, in fact, it does escalate, we'll look at that as well as the show continues today. 855-839-1210 plus Wegmans responding to the story about biometric data surveillance and collection of its customers. Wait till you hear what they have to say about that. All that straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card. They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.